up ground, you see, and it is the bottom because there's no land in the lower, you know.
Do you have places around the river where the water will stand off in the back and the ground is wet and you get cattails?
We have a few ponds like that and lakes, not very many. Most of them are drained. Used to be a lot more than that. Now, under the modern system, since we've got tractors and Fresnos and ditching machines, we drain all those spots. But 40 years ago, there's just a lot.
Swamps and bogs.
Swamps
and
bogs and bios. And swamps mostly, and lakes, you know, where they formed out there. Water stood, they call those lakes. But now, under the modern system of the modern machinery, we drained all of those, and now we're forming all of that. Where 30 years ago, 40, you'd have a 4 or 5 acre lake out there. Now we're forming it, because we've drained it.
That's pretty good ground, too, isn't it?
It's the best. Best there is.
Do you have any irrigation around here?
Right here in Washtenaw County, it's just almost nil irrigation. When you get east of here, 20 mile in the sand, that's the Caddo County. They have shallow water, good water, and lots of wells, lots of irrigation. And there's just a few wells here in this county that really pays. There's been a lot of tests made, but they go down 200 or 300 feet and usually don't get enough water to pay them to try to irrigate. And there is a few wells east of Barley County that they irrigate, but not very many. And of course, we hope that this big dam they're putting on the Washtenaw River, the Foss Reservoir, they propose then to irrigate that whole river bottom when we need it. And that's one of the purposes.
That would be nice.
For water for the towns and irrigation. And that's going to be one of the big lakes of the state, you know, when it's finished.
Good.
It's right up here, right north, about 20 miles from here.
You mentioned the river. What other streams are there?
Well, actually, for Washtenaw County, the Washtenaw River is the only river we have with through the county. We have lots of creeks. We call them creeks. We have Gyp Creek. We have Deer Creek. We have Elk Creek. They're big old streams, and they get when they get big rains, they get overflow and just overflow the whole. But this is actually the only stream classified as a river in the county.
Do you have anything smaller than a stream?
Oh, yeah.
Or anything smaller than a creek?
Yeah, well, let me see. They call, there's a lot of names. Some creeks are much smaller than others, you know. Just, in other words, the size of any creek depends on how much territory it drains.
Yeah.
You can have one start out here just a mile out here and, and just drain a section of land. It's a small thing. As it goes on down and it picks up several thousand acres of land to drain, then it washes out and becomes bigger and bigger and bigger until it gets to the river, you know.
I was just wondering if you have anything called a branch. Or
yeah, lots of branches. Them little things are called branches.
That's a little bit.
Always. That's when they're little. Then they become creeks and then they become rivers. That's
now,
right.
What's a bayou?
A bayou is simply a backwater. The river will get up here, you see, and back the water out yonder in your field. It could be called a lake, but it's not a lake because it's not a natural.
It goes dry?
It goes dry. And just as soon as the water drains off, that may stand there for a month or two, but it'll finally all just dry up and evaporate. Well, you've got an old bayou there, you see, it's gone.
Did you have a boat on the river when you were a boy?
Yes, we had canoes, not boats. Same thing, but you know, a canoe, just a little old 10 or 12 foot.
You
can get in it. There's no water. We had a, not a raft. Did you say raft?
No.
Oh, you didn't use the word raft. And then we'd take oars, you know, and do our own paddling. No motors connected with
Were these built of boards?
Built with boards and then tins.